Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many appreciated that?
Yes, I did.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. There we go. Thank the Lord. How many loves Him tonight? No, let's just get right into the Word if we can. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tonight. Another real deep one for you. All you all here Sunday. Praise the Lord. But it's the Word, and the Word's as deep as we want to be, as shallow as we want to be, as high as we want to be, as low as we want to be. It's what the Word is. Pray. Speak to you tonight. Keep us in prayers. Dad said, be traveling a lot further than I've ever gone with the family. Well, I guess not a lot further, but a little. We went to South Carolina. We're going out to Texas this time. Keep us in prayer. Brother Alexander, be holding it down while I'm gone. Come expecting great things from our precious brother. Praying with him as well. We actually did already pray together, saw him earlier this week. And then I've got Brother Colin. I'll be back for that Sunday, but I'm going to Brother Colin preach because, Lord willing, I should be getting back Saturday, probably late, knowing how things go. I'd really like the next service covered. So, Brother Colin coming. It's been a while, and I sure miss him. Can't wait to see him again. I keep feeling I've got something I was going to say or tell, but I got the Word, so that's what you came here for, so that's all right. God bless you tonight. Let's get right into it then. 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5, excuse me, verse 26. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I'd like to preach tonight on the gate of greeting. The gate of greeting. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. Every head bowed and our hearts also before Him. You bring a need to the house of God tonight and like to lift it up to Him. Amen. God bless you, brother, sister. Let's pray and invite the Lord in our own way. Lord Jesus, we love You. We adore You. We appreciate You so much, Lord. When it looks like there's nowhere to go, it looks like there's not a friend in the world we have left, we're grateful to know in our hearts that You ever abide and You never leave us or forsake us. And day in and day out, You prove it time and time again. And we come, Lord, as unworthy creatures, but creatures that know that the blood's paid for us, Lord. And we come boldly to the throne of grace to find the help that we have in this time of trouble. May You come meet every need that's here, Lord. Hear the heart's cry of Your people. Might be few in number to the world, but Lord, I believe these are gems in Your crown. I believe these are sheep of Your fold. I believe these are those that will prepare themselves for Your coming. And they'll go in that secret snatching away of the bride. And I pray that tonight You'll feed them from heaven, Lord, and meet every need. May the devil be defeated. May all his strongholds come down, and may You be glorified. May we leave here, Lord, with our hearts burning within us, knowing that we've heard You speak to us along the way. Take control of this service. Speak through my lips, Lord, but hear into every heart that's here. We love You. We appreciate You. And we just invite You, Lord, with all that we know. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I've been so appreciating the Lord recently. Just little things, you know. I've been preaching about really where we ought to be living. I preached on living in the unseen and praying without ceasing and things of this sort. I pray that's been blessing you. And it's been, if it's done what it has to you as it has to me, it's changed my life. It changes my day to day. It changes the way I think about things. And just seeing God and everything and how He orchestrates literally everything that's going on in our lives. It's just, I so appreciate having that, because without it, in a carnal mind, we would be all men most miserable. We wouldn't know what was going on. We wouldn't have a hope in the world, but God comes, and sometimes as we appreciate the deliverance we got to hear, and man, a stack of testimonies. Praise the Lord for that tonight. That thrilled my heart. I tell you, I told you, I'd rather see that than to see God work through me 10 times. I'd rather see Him work through the people. I believe that with all my heart. And I believe that's what God wants. And then just little things, you know, and I was going to say something. I forgot about it on Sunday when I went to preach on about our prayer lives and all that. I was going to tell Dad. I was like, man, I really want you to sing Lord Prepare Me before I get up there. If you were here Sunday, that's exactly what he's saying. And it's just show we can't take these things for granted. This is Him. This is Him orchestrating things and piecing it all together. And why is He doing that? Because He loves us and He cares for us and He wants us. Brother, sister, when we finally lay down our pride and believe, Lord, You want me to make this, that should give you the faith to walk with the Lord. Amen. Amen. And to not be afraid of the hour that we live.
Amen.
Amen. This greeting here, greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. It's not the only time in the Scriptures that they were commanded to do so. I'm just going to quote them to you. They're virtually the same. But it's 1 Corinthians 16:20 says, all the brethren greet you one another with a holy kiss. 2 Corinthians 13:12, greet one another with a holy kiss. And just in case you thought it was just Paul's idea, 1 Peter 5:14 says, greet you one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to go ahead and talk about the natural for a minute. As we know, many people might think we go ahead and start kissing one another and getting all kinds of mess. And that shows you again what the carnal mind does with the Word. They read it, so that's what it says. That's what I'm going to do. No understanding. And the Spirit of God tell you that it can't be what it means because you're convicted just thinking about that. So why would that be what it means? God don't contradict Himself. What He says is what He meant, and it's just that way. Brother Random was asked this question. I'm going to read it to you. We'll start a little slower. I just want to get this part covered first. But he was asked in 1961, questions and answers. He said, is it right for Christian men and women to kiss one another? Oh, and that's how he says it if you go listen on tape. Like he's a little surprised about this. He says, on greeting. He said, no, sir. No, indeedy. No, sir. You kiss one woman, brother. That's your wife, see? Or your child. Let me see if I got that right. Is it right for Christian men and women to kiss one another upon greeting? No, sir. No, indeedy. Don't you never get that started. Yes, sir. No, sir. You keep away from women. Shun away from them. Exactly right. Now, they're our sisters, but don't. Now, they got that. That even got over in Pentecost. It's called free love. And when you go get anything like that, you stay away from it. That's right. I don't care how clean you are. You're my brother. And I believe that you're a good, sanctified, holy man. I don't care how holy you are. You're still a man. And I don't care how holy she is. She's still a woman. Stay away from it till you're married. You just do that. Now the body. I'm going to speak double now so that you older people will understand. It's a mixed group, but I'm your brother. And this was the question. See, each human being, male and female, have different types of gland. Female has a female gland, sex gland. A man has a male gland, sex gland. And those glands lay in the human lips. That's right. And here's another thing might be brought up. Men kissing one another in the mouth. That's dirty. That's filth. And what does it do? It starts homosexuals. Stay away from that. You say, a guy asked me not long ago, which I think is a good, I mean, it's laid right here in a word. So what does this mean then? Well, here you go. A guy asked me not long ago, he said, Brother Branham, why, they greeted one another with a holy kiss. He said, they kissed on the back of the neck, fell upon the neck and kissed them on the back of the neck. That was before handshakes come in. It's a greeting. That's the way it is. They didn't shake one another's hands. They put arms around one another and they kiss one another on the back of the neck. Not on the lips, in the face. That starts a perversion. Stay away from it. Don't never do that. Nowadays, we shake hands with one another. If you want to, you got your arm around your brother and kiss him on the neck and he kisses you on the neck, that's all right. But don't you kiss the woman and don't let the woman kiss you, see? That's right. You take her by the hand, say, wait a minute, sister, just wait a minute. Let's get this straight. All right. So there is a such thing as a holy kiss. And Brother Alexander and me have been, I don't know, pioneers of going after these things and saying, well, we can do this. You know, Brother Bram said we should be able to chew one another's gum. And we did that one time and we reread this. And one time he came up and gave me a holy kiss and I gave him a holy kiss. It's all right as long as you both understand. But if you don't be doing that. Just gonna, I wouldn't do this to a stranger, that's for sure. But greeting one another, I'll go to scripture here in a minute. This is such a pivotal subject about greeting, about making yourself open and available to others, that I can't emphasize how important yet how simple this is going to be tonight. Because without this, I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never lead anybody to Christ. No one in the world has been led to Christ without somebody first coming up and saying, hi,
right.
How you doing?
Right.
Did you come that way?
Right.
No, sir. Somebody somewhere decided it was worth their time to talk to you not knowing if you were Adam, Cain, Judas, or Jesus. The word, I'm going to try it out here tonight, in the Greek, give me a minute, is aspadzamahi. There we go. And it says, and it means in Strong's now, it's G782, to enfold in the arms, to salute, to welcome, embrace, greet, salute. And if you look how it's translated, and I'll read a scripture here in a minute, 42 times it's salute, 15 times greet, twice it's embrace, and one is to take leave. And what it means is to draw to oneself, to salute one, greet, bid welcome, wish well to receive, here's the word, joyfully. Welcome. To make yourself available that they might recognize that though you don't know who they are or where they're coming from, you are interested in them enough to open yourself up and say, I'm here to express myself to you and to make you feel welcome. Now, the apostles practiced this. Just turn with me to one scripture here, and we'll, Lord willing, we'll get rolling in a little bit. I know most of y'all ain't used to this slow gear, so I'll try to get moving. But if you go to Romans 16, it's all right tonight. We're going to have church. I think y'all, I'm making sure y'all feel welcome. You make me feel welcome now, all right? And let's all welcome the Lord to have His way. Look at Romans 16 as Paul begins to close out one of the most glorious books in the Bible. If you ever want to find revelation, I'll tell you what, the book of Romans is beautiful. But if you just read here, I'm going to start on verse 3. And as I said, this Greek salute, you'll watch it every time. It's the same Greek word. I'm not entirely sure why it's what the difference would be. I looked it up, tried to find one. I couldn't find one. It's the same Greek. But in verse 3, it says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I gave thanks, but also the church of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Now, I'm just going to save some time. Let's look at the first words of every verse. Verse 6, greet, 7, salute, 8, greet, salute, salute, salute. Are you catching our pattern now? And next, verse 12, salute, 13, salute, 14, down, 15, 16. Every person, he's telling, go greet these people. Go show the brethren that I care about them.
Amen.
Go show them that I believe they're part of this. Go show them that they have a part in the kingdom of God, whether the world don't care. Go tell that church that meets in a little house that they matter to the kingdom of God. He was the apostle of the hour. At this time, he actually had a very reputable reputation. He was well known, and he still says, let that little church that one time that laid their necks down for me, let them know that I care about them.
Amen.
That I'm thinking about them. The apostles constantly told us that we need to greet one another, that we need to welcome one another. And I'm just use what brother, I almost said Robbie, but brother Warren, y'all rubbing off on me because I'd never know him as brother Robbie. It's just what you all say, and I've picked up on it. But either way, when I was a deacon at Napoleon, and this has stuck with me, they said there's one thing they always remembered, it was the tall brother at the door that had a smile and welcomed them in. And I've held that as a conviction of mine for a long time, that I've been to a lot of churches and I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of faces, been in a lot of churches. And there's one thing I've seen lacking in most places is you just plain old don't feel welcome to be there. And it ain't the world's fault. It ain't somebody else's fault. It's our fault. Because no matter what happens, if we're not careful, Laodicea will take you over and you won't care about another soul in the world. Hallelujah. And that's why I've always had a man at the door. When we didn't have a man, I stood at the door because I believe in that, brother, sister. And that's why I had to kind of get on the church a little bit when we had our guests. We needed to help on that. We need to learn that we can't let these opportunities pass. We'll never, you say, well, I don't know if they're believers. How in the world are you ever going to get them there if you can't even say hi?
Amen.
I told you it's simple, but this will change our lives if we'll take it home today and say, I'm going to be this kind of Christian. Yes. We've already had it where we talked about living in the unseen and being a spiritual person and staying in the Spirit, talking with God. And God came on Sunday and showed us how to get our dedicated prayer life, how to stay prayed up, how to stay out of the world. Now He's telling you what to do when you get on out there. Amen. We've already had two services. Give them the Word. Well, how can you give them the Word if you skip this step I'm preaching tonight?
Amen. Right.
You'll never get anybody to it. Woo, glory. Well, I'm this, I'm that. Paul was the apostle of the Gentiles, and he made sure to greet the littlest of saints.
Amen.
Bible says this, Hebrews 13:15. Listen now. He says, by him, Christ, therefore let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And we all believe in that. We ought to thank the Lord all the time. But listen, verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. We think it ought to just come easy. He said, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Well, you go ahead and say, you know what? I don't really care about what this brother's talking about. I really don't care what this man is saying in myself, but something deeper than that can see his soul, and I care about that. And why would I offend my brother for some stupid little thing that I don't even care about and completely cut off every road of getting that man to the Word? Hallelujah. It won't work. You have to learn to communicate. I wonder if this is why pastors got to go every once in a while. Maybe the people need to talk to each other instead of just talking to me.
Amen. That's true.
Woo, glory. True. I could tell you love me because you didn't resist all that.
Amen.
But it's true. It's true. I think a lot of church splits, a lot of heartache would have been well solved if people had just got off their high horses and galloped over to each other's houses.
Amen.
I just got done. I just bringing it on home. I just talked with a brother, pastor, and a flock. They're both talking to me in kind of different times and things, and both just bickering about each other. Just going to call it what it is. And I hear them out, give my little two-piece, I guess, or 2 cents, rather. But when it's all done, you know what I tell them to do? Y'all need to talk to each other.
Amen.
Isn't that just a crazy revelation? It is, because nobody wants to do it. Actually, nobody does it. Hardly ever. They'll talk about everyone to everyone but the everyone.
Amen.
Don't you be guilty. Y'all know, and I can feel that coming around. Well, I said that to Brother Andrew. Well, why didn't you say it to them?
Right.
Why'd you waste time talking to me about it?
Amen.
Get this, Lord, just take that, just skir that right out of our hearts, just wash it all clean. We don't need this filth no more, brother, sister. We need, if you got an ought, if you know a brother's got an ought, do what the Bible said and go talk to them and leave everyone else out of it. There's no exceptions for getting the pastor involved.
Amen.
If you haven't done that, you've already left the Word. Don't plan on this working out. You know what the problem is, too? This is why I'm so adamant about this. I've had preachers do it over and over again, and then wonder why their congregations are all up in arms. Because you're going around, I don't even really believe in ministers going and asking each other about stuff much more than godly advice. But when it comes down to specifics, brother, did God call you to lead that sheep? And get up there and do it. That's right. The Bible plainly tells. And that's why I'm not a hypocrite about this. You all know that. If there's anything Brother Andrew does, it's this one I'm talking tonight. I got plenty of faults. I got plenty of things I need to be doing that I'm not doing, and vice versa. But even them in the world, my students, you can ask my wife, every single one of them, if they see me, they say hi. Why? Because I've been welcoming to them. Do you think I care about what they're doing or talking about when I know most of it is filth and ought to go to hell where it belongs? But I can see past that. That there's a heart there. There's a soul there. Every man don't. There ain't a man wants to go to hell. These men want to go to heaven. These people want to go to heaven. And we're looking at a famine. But brother, sister, you're the only one packing bread. And we sitting here just holding it in our pouches, all afraid we're going to run out. Only got so much seed. Better be careful.
I'll talk about the leading of the Lord here in a minute, but I think we need to go ahead and get all fanatical on this side, and then we'll bring it on back. How's that? I think that many times I've had to, I'm getting rebuked about it with how many times we've seen people go by here. Just bring it home. I'm sorry. I'm not preaching hypotheticals out there. I ain't preaching to masses. I don't got television programs. I ain't worried about who listens on the internet. I got you 20 so here tonight.
Right.
And there's people walk down there jogging or doing what?
Right.
What do you think they think when they see a whole bunch of people?
Right.
Them.
Right.
Tell them. Tell the truth. Don't lie about it. You don't think they're worthy to talk to. And what you forget is one day you were that jogger out in the road. One day you were that guy that was rough on the edges. There was one time where you, but what happens? Somebody broke through that.
Amen.
And went ahead and said hi to you anyways.
Thank you, Lord.
Went ahead and said, you know what? I'm going to give this guy a shot. What'd they find out? That was the Son of God.
Amen.
And here's the problem that happens. We know what they did for us and we appreciate it. We think, thank the Lord. And then we forget, well, now the baton's passed to me. And it's my turn to be the Christian that they showed me, the Christ that they showed me.
Amen.
It's my job now to show it to others.
Amen.
And what will we skip? You'll pray up all day. Listen to me now. Study all up. And you'll be ready to give them the word over here, but you can't bring it together. Because you won't get over this complex of just going up and saying hello. How are you? Not some hypocritical way, but an honest, pure heart. This is a man that I want to get to the Word. That's your goal. Brother Bram talks about it. I'm going to read you a few quotes. Listen to me now. Believest thou this, 1950? He says, I tell you, that's what's a whole lot of matter with the people today. They're not friendly like they used to be. The people has got too selfish. Let's just bring that home for a minute. That's why. That's why. We're just too selfish. We just think about us. Got to a place where they think they can live in a world by themselves. How much more does that apply today than ever? And the devil will give you a world to yourself. You know that's the truth. Why? It used to be out on the farm when one of the neighbors would get sick, we'd go out and help do their work and cut the wood and bring it in. And now you don't know your neighbor's dead unless you read it in the paper. That's right. Selfish. We read it on Facebook. That's when we finally figured out. Oh, I didn't know that guy. Did you tell him about the glorious gospel that God has given to us? If this message is what it really is to you, for what it really is, why are we so neglected to give it out to the world? I'm going to tell you why. It's because we're afraid we'll be rejected. And instead of worrying about their souls, we worry about our precious little feelings.
Right.
I might have to feel rejection. And as I said, I saw the picture again the other day, so I'm just going to say, it was Mel Gibson sitting there, just talking like this, and right for that movie, The Passion of the Christ, and he was in the garb for the crucifixion, and he's sitting there, and the caption said, here's you complaining about your trials to the Lord. Oh, it's so hard. It's so this. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he understands. I'm pretty sure he understands. But tell me one time he turned down any sincere heart that wanted to talk. Tell me one time he didn't give an opportunity. He gave the Pharisees an opportunity. He gave Judas the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He says, and now you don't know your neighbor's dead unless you read it in the paper. That's right. Selfish. And the people passed down the street used to, why'd we grab one another's hands and shake hands like that? Said, how are you, brother? And today when we pass the street, they give a little silly grin, throw their head up in there. Oh my, no wonder the love's gone. Now we feel overcome by giving a silly grin and lifting our heads up because at least we looked at them.
Amen.
We spent enough time to look up for our phones to look at them, you know. That's almost a greeting right now. Brother Branham even gets on his wife one time just to bring it on home that this does affect believers. You might know the quote already. But unbelief doesn't hinder God, 1962. He says, how many likes a handshake? You like that? Oh, I used to be a Baptist, but I was kind of a handshaking Baptist. That's never where it come from. I like a good handshake.
Amen.
Some time ago, my wife ain't with me this morning. And Sister Softman, I don't want you to tell her, you see. So I went downstairs with her. I love this good old-fashioned handshake, you know. I went downtown and a lady said, hello, Sister Branham. And I didn't hear her say anything. I said, honey, that lady spoke to you. She said, I spoke to her. Well, I said, I'm sure she didn't hear it. I didn't, and I'm sitting this close to you. She said, oh, I smiled. I said, now a little silly grin. I like a real handshake. Don't you like that?
Amen.
How can we ever expect people to even want, how can we even get them to think that we're even offering something if we don't even take the time to welcome them, to address them, to shake their hands and say, how you doing?
Amen.
The Bible says this, I read it here earlier, I think last service, Romans 10:13, for what whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Hebrews chapter 3, it's the sermon, 1957. He says, now, just don't go away from church to say and say, well, I kind of enjoy going down there. I like the singing and the people are friendly around that old church. Don't do that. Glory. All right, let's get somewhere now. It says, brother, let your heart become a flame. Say, here, I got something to do about this. I got to get out and see if I can get anybody else or get somebody else saved. And don't go out saying, bless God, if you don't repent, you're going to perish. No, go at it gentle. Be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. See, that's the way to go. Approach the person. If he's raising chickens, talk about chickens to him for a while, see? And then first thing you know, you'll be talking about the Lord. If he's a farmer, talk about his farm. If he sells automobiles, talk about his automobiles for a while. What nice cars you got and so forth, see? Till you catch the Spirit. When the Father says, now is the time to approach him about his soul. You can wind it off, or you can wind it off, see? That's a fine automobile. You know, transportation today has become great. Oh, the nations has been brought closer together. And the cities of our nations close together. Friends and mothers can visit each other. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have automobiles like you're selling. Yes, sir, it sure is, uh-huh. You know, puffing on a cigar or whatever it is. Yep, them is good cars. Did you ever think of what the old-timers would have thought if they had seen something like that? Just keep going on like that, you know, and after a while, yep, yeah, sure is. You know, another thing it does, it brings like we have in the revivals. People can come across the country quickly for a revival. See, you're opening the way all the time, you know. If you feel something chalk up the way, stop right there and move over here. Like a doctor said out at Phoenix, said, Lord, fill my mouth with good words and then nudge me when I've said enough. You see? Yeah, nudge me when I've said enough. Now, what we ought to do, now that's out in the world, but let's start real quick with the scriptures. It says, greet all the brethren. All the brethren. And we can bring it right down home. Right. We all got our rules for how we greet every single person. And if you know them real good, oh my, they get a special greeting.
It's true.
And don't worry about the cross, and we done talked about that. I'd agree. Men and women don't need to be hugging. That's part of this. Embracing and things. No, I don't believe in that. Because one's a man, one's a woman. You don't got no business with that. But I'm telling you, when you go to shake somebody's hand, you can tell if they're actually welcoming. Or they don't want a thing to do with you.
Amen.
And I'm going to take it right now, brother, sister. If your flesh don't want to do it, well, it's time to go ahead and crucify that thing and say, I do not care. I love the brethren. This is the way God said they know I was a believer because we had love one for another. That ain't your love. It's His love. His love has to usurp your love and go ahead and be the same to every man. What did Billy Paul say? He said, they didn't even know who Brother Ram's enemies or his friends were because he treated them all the same. And I wish we all could live that same testimony. And then people say, well, they don't greet me. What does that matter? You do it because you're the Christian. Even if they say they're a believer, that's good enough. Well, they're in this, they're in that. Don't worry about none of that. We got to drop this idea that God sent us to be the judges of this world. He's got it under wraps, brother, sister. He don't need your help. If it ain't of God, it'll be the same with Moses. Moses threw the rod down and he did what he was told. All of a sudden, they did the same thing. He didn't worry about being a judge and proving why it was a phony and all this. He let God speak. And God moved that snake and went ahead and ate all theirs up and came back and became a rod again and cast judgment on them.
Amen.
You don't need to worry about it if it's phony.
Amen.
God will prove it phony.
Amen.
And if we're phony, God will prove us phony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Greet all the brethren. Well, that brother, I just can't greet him. Brother, sister, you got to die. That's where I'm really praying anymore. Lord, let me die. Too much me alive. Let me die. Let me get out of the way, Lord, that you can have your way. The Bible says, he that hath friends showeth himself friendly. No, he that has friends is just a swell guy and everybody loves him. And everybody actually just really wants to get buddy-buddy up with him because they probably got a big paycheck or got a high reputation. Or maybe he can hook me up with that girl I want. Ooh, glory. I have nothing to do with that. See, we've got to get to the point where we recognize I, as an individual, have been called to be God's representative in this hour. That I am His witness to all the world. And how can I bridge between my personal walk with the Lord and getting them to the Word if I can't even get the courage to walk up to them? See, how you doing? God bless you. We'll play that role too. Some people get the God bless you. Some people get the, well, good to see you. Man, I just, as I said, it might not seem deep, but some of y'all realize the Lord coming right after us. Get this out of our hearts.
Amen.
Now it's time. This is where we really bring it. I might not be much longer. Is that okay? Glory. That's what I wanted to hear. Glory. Come on, brother. 45. All right. Now, Colossians 2. Listen to this. Again, I think I read this earlier too. It says, continue in prayer, and watching the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us. Look what his prayer was. That God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. What's he saying? That sometimes we're pushed to not manifest like we should because we don't speak like we should and we don't get nowhere. We don't have the boldness we ought to say. He said another time, pray for us that we have boldness that the Word might go forth as it ought to. The Word is you. The Word is you ought to go forth. We ought to pray more than ever. Give me boldness. And I'm really to the point, brother, sister, where we're looking for boldness to cast out devils or to deal with a witch doctor or something that's clearly of the devil. When really, when you deal with that stuff, I don't know how you all feel, but I ain't a lick afraid of that. That's easy. Because you know where it's coming from.
Right.
It's the devil that's got the shirt and tie. That's the hard one.
Amen.
It's the devil, quotes to quotes, say, whoo, man, I don't know if I want to deal with this.
Amen.
That's true. Because what's the devil? Let's just be honest. Anything that comes contrary to that word, brother, sister. And when you get these spirits that, and that comes, and I'll just bring it right to the pulpit because that's where it usually starts. It starts with a man. He said, oh, nope. Only shake those one's hands. Only know this. I know preachers got reputations that if you ain't a preacher or someone uppity up or in the church, and I don't mean to say it that way, just position wise, you ain't going to talk to this brother. It's a shame when a pastor don't even know his own congregation. It's a shame when you say, it's not his job. His job is to give the word. Well, the second they had that need in the church, they said, go find us men to get this done.
Amen.
Don't just let it go by the wayside. It said, if we don't have time, we don't have time to leave the word and to feed tables. He said, then go find us men full of the Holy Ghost to take care of these needs because they are needs.
Amen.
People have to know they're part of the ministry, or how can you expect them to ever act like they're part of the ministry?
Amen.
Oh, brother, I wish we had this in my church. Then preach that they're part of the work.
Amen.
How do you do that? How about you start with greeting them?
Right.
How about you start? And I'm bringing it to the pastor, but you can bring it right on home. How about you say hi to them?
Amen.
I just heard a pastor here recently, heard from somebody in his church anyhow, that he had a guest, a whole family guest there, never acknowledged they even were there. They left and everybody else said hi to him. They didn't say a word to him.
Right.
That's a devil from hell telling a man to act like that.
Right.
Ain't call a man a devil now, you understand. But that spirit is.
Yeah.
That spirit tell you not to do that. That's nonsense.
Amen.
And then, now bring it home to you, brother, sister. Don't you get that attitude.
That's right.
somebody else walking here you don't know. Don't get that. Don't get them funny feelings and that eebie-jeebie and well, I just, and we do that, pretend we didn't see them. Oh, hey, Brother Roy, it's good to see you, brother. God bless you. Oh, sorry, I just recognized you were here today. You liar, just be honest. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew, people want to go to Africa and won't talk to their neighbor. That's right, it's a shame. It's 2 Thessalonians 3:1 says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Coming out of God's commissioning Moses 19:53. There's probably many a man sitting here tonight that if he'd just done what God told him to do a long time ago, he'd be preaching the gospel somewhere. Do something. Don't just stand still. Get out. If you're not a preacher, testify. Or do something somewhere. Don't stand still. If you're washing the dishes, why testify to the neighbor? Get out and pass tracts. Do something. Don't stand still. Now listen to this. What is in your hand? Get doing something. And whatever is in your hand, use it. 1955, what is that in your hand? Look how that worked out. I'm telling you, bro, Lord is just awesome. What's that in your hand this afternoon? The doctor's done turn you down. You ain't got time to piddle around with that anymore. Get Christ. What's ever in your hand, God, pick up the word of God that Jesus is the same yesterday, for today, and forever, and slay the thing and walk out with it. Amen. You say, well, Brother Branham, yeah, you're too timid. That's what it is. That's exactly what's the matter. I was preaching one day in an arena of a football stadium. And as I went in, I seen a little sign. Always encouraged me. Had a big sign there said, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. That's about right. It ain't how timid you are or what you are. Brother, rise up. It ain't what you are. It's what Christ is that's in you. What the power of the Holy Ghost. You say, well, my neighbors will laugh at me if I got saved. Get Christ in there and see how you can talk to your neighbor. See how life will change. Here I am, 1957. He says, now God never does anything without first confirming it, making it known. He does nothing in darkness. God's in and above broad. And all that He does, what you hear in the secret chamber, preach on the housetop. God don't want anything covered up. And now this might help you. And when men and women who profess to be Christians and never testify to the unsaved or let their light shine, there's something wrong with that individual. God wants you to let the light shine. Give Him praise anywhere, as Paul said of old. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation. And that's why I'm opening this to you, brother, sister. It's a gate of greeting. It is the thing that will either stop you from getting the word out, or it opens the floodgates for the word to go through. It's for you to gain the courage to say, it's not my word I'm even giving out. It's God's word. And this needs to get down into our homes. We're even timid to use the word in our own houses when a need comes up. God help us to kick that door open and say, brother, you know, sister, husband, wife, son, daughter, we got a word for this.
Amen.
Daddy, I'm sick. We got a word for this. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, be well. Yes. I'm having a bad day. Quit having a bad day. It's the day the Lord's made. It's a great day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't be timid about it. You're a soldier.
Yes.
Don't worry about the blows. You got armor on. You're going to be all right. See, if you got faith in what God has put on you, you ain't afraid of it. That's where we gotta die. We're looking at the man behind the armor. Quit worrying about the man behind the armor. Worry about the armor. That's right. It's the word is on you. And what can pass that? Nothing. As my grandpa used to have, he put a Bible on the dash of his car. And one day, I think my dad tells me anyways, I'm not paraphrasing. He said, why do you got a Bible there, Dad? It was my grandpa. And he said, because nothing can come through the word. I said, that's right, brother, sister. In the Garden of Eden, all they needed to do was stay behind the Word, and Satan was completely powerless. Adam was behind the Word, and Satan never even tried it. It's time for the bride of Christ to get behind the Word.
Yeah.
put the whole armor of God on and gain boldness to say, it don't matter where I go, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
And we gain the courage. I could walk and stare death in the face, and you can't stare at an unbeliever in the face. Hallelujah. Can't muster up the courage to pray for somebody else's sickness and expect to have great boldness when it's on you and you're about to die?
Right. Right.
Hallelujah. It's time for us to get prayed up and stay prayed up.
Right.
And just be prayed up.
Amen.
Be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Everybody getting filled.
Amen.
That's why you're draining. Just be filled. How? God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Lord, here I am on the job. I'm talking to this man. I don't know him from kingdom come. It don't matter, Lord. But I know I ain't here to piddly dink around or whatever you want to say and mess around on the job. I'm here to be a witness for you.
Amen.
And start, as Brother Bram said, talk about what he's talking about. As long as it's decent and godly, you understand. You know, to the Greek, I became a Greek. To the learned, I became, or the unlearned, I became as the unlearned, or unlawful as the unlawful, but not without the law of Christ. That's right, because that speaks. Well, I'll tell you right now, brothers on the job, if you just don't let cuss words come out of your mouth, they're going to ask you one of these days.
Right.
Because they got it about every three words, isn't that right? And it starts at about 12 now.
Right.
That's right. Why'd it get that way? Because, I wish, man, Brother Alex told me who this was, and I can't remember now. He says, the only thing evil needs to triumph is for good men to do nothing. How much more is it for the devil's kingdom to triumph when the church of the living God is timid about saying the word that we've been given?
Amen.
And as Brother Bram said, there's a time to say, you know what? We're done here. He said, and sometimes you're just going down the wrong lane. Just come over here to this lane. Lord will work it that way. He said, you get talking about chickens? Well, maybe that ain't going to work. We'll talk about your farm. That ain't going to work? Well, we'll talk about automobiles. Well, that ain't going to work? We'll talk about your haircut. We'll get somewhere. And we just go with, well, you know, bless God. You ought not to be wearing them pants. I wonder why they don't show up.
Right.
I don't know, brother. I gave them the word. The word test is supposed to be for those that are already claiming to be believers.
Right.
What do you mean giving them the world test? They're not believers.
Right.
And if it's on the outside, you know it's already on the inside, so I don't know what you're looking for. Hallelujah. That's right. A woman cutting her hair and acting like the world is part of the world. A man that's sitting there drinking, smoking, he's of the world. You know that. That's right. You got to get them out of that. Well, how am I going to do it, brother? You can't make them. The only thing that's going to do it is the word. But that word ain't off in the clouds. It ain't even in a track. It's in you.
Amen.
That's right. We are his witnesses, sir. We would see Jesus, 1963. As I said, I'm probably bringing us to a close here tonight. He says, now, according to the scriptures, we are supposed to be written epistles of him. The Bible says that we are written epistles. And if tonight we would hunger and thirst to see the Lord Jesus Christ, we as believers should reflect his life so much till it would be his entire representative. We should be that. Every Christian should be represent and reflect the life of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? And I believe that every Christian should be reflecting the life of Christ. He said in St. John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And then we know that that's true, and we are his representatives. And if we claim that Christ lives in us, and if Christ lives in us, then we should do as Christ did. We should reflect his life.
Amen.
When you look at a soul, how we got the weight of the hour upon us, that we know the condition of the world for that soul in 5 minutes, might be settled. That'll be it. As Paul said, I want every Christian, I'm on the same boat as everyone else, brother, sister, to be able to stand and say, the blood, there's no blood on my hands, but for I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Brother, sister, there might only be 20 be here. It might only be 10. It might be 5. But there's one thing sure. God will have a bride who ain't making excuses, who ain't worried about what the neighbors got to say, what the brothers got to say, what they got to say themselves, what the pastor's got to say, what anybody's got to say, but they hear His voice. And His voice comes and it puts the Word in them and they become the living, walking Word. That this sign, we say, I want the signs and the wonders. How can it even happen if you don't even open the door for a chance?
Amen.
That's right. You don't even get know a man enough to even find out what's going on with him. And you expect to get him to healing? How's that going to work?
Right.
Can't even deal with a man long enough to know what he believes to even tell him where he's right or wrong. That's right, brother, sister. And you have the unfolded Word. You have everything that God ever promised to His church is laying before you. And we still come up with excuses to not have the power to do this. We have every redemptive power sitting in our hands. We have every power to not have to be timid and not let the devil push us in the corner so we don't do nothing. But we have every power to stand up as a representative and say, I don't care if you don't think Jesus Christ is alive. I can prove it.
Amen.
Well, that's just proud, brother. That comes from devils all over the place. Got one more and I'm done tonight. Brother Alexander was talking to me. I think he was at a minister's meeting. And they started asking minister brother about going overseas in different places. Another one. He said, when you're overseas, you know what everybody asks when you go overseas? You know, did you see miracles then? Because you know God can't do them here. That's what they believe. No, they won't say it, Dad, but that's what they believe in their hearts, which already speaks to God, because your thoughts are louder in heaven than your words on earth. They won't let, oh, God's a miracle working God, but, you know, there's just so much darkness here. Can't do that. No, there's so much light in this Word. I don't care how much darkness there is. There ain't nothing that darkness did against these lights. It couldn't do a thing because the lights pushed it back.
Amen.
See, they're not very strong. Doesn't matter. It'll push darkness back every time.
Amen.
This minister said, well, you know, he said, did you see any miracles? I said, well, not really so much, but we had so many baptized or you know, so many prayed for and things, and people seem real encouraged. And as much as I appreciate those things, and I appreciate men doing this work, I wish I could. You understand? God sent me here. This is where I'm at. I'm going to do it. I'm not called to be out there. I think if I'm doing my job, the world should know who I am. The people that are here should know who I am. How about, I love how so many ministers, the world knows who they are, but I doubt their even town knows who they are. Then tell me you're a pastor of an area? I doubt it. You're just a fancy evangelist is all you're doing. Ooh, man, Lord Jesus. But I said, no, I can't really put my finger on one. Well, Brother Alexander, you know, I think y'all might remember him going to Africa. So many miracles. Many things. He had a dumb kid that couldn't talk. Not dumb, but couldn't talk, speak. Had another one that came in later. He said that she was allergic to fish. And that's pretty much a death curse there because that's all the food they had. That's all. And she, you know, prayed, and they went through the prayer line. She came back, she's able to eat again. And that's just the few I can remember off the top of my head, but that's the point. And Brother Alex began to say some of these things. You know what this other minister said? Now be careful. You know, that's good, but be careful not to get proud about it. That's a devil from hell. I tell you to be proud of something. Look, we don't do these things. He does them.
Amen.
And if Brother Alex is proud for sharing a few testimonies overseas, what about your prophet?
Amen.
He even got on about testimony means, and he said, I'm the one guilty of that. It's true. He'd get up there and for half hour, 45 minutes go on about what the Lord's done. And he did say, you know what, that probably wasn't the greatest thing because people all wore out before he even got started on the Word. But he, what are you going to say, he's proud? Is there anything we're proud in? We're proud in the power of God that we are not ashamed of.
Hallelujah.
That He is the same.
Yes, amen.
Nothing more disappointing than to hear the God that comes through this prophet, the God that's on these tapes, and to go to those who say they believe it, and you can't find Him nowhere.
Amen.
Don't let that be you.
Amen.
Be bold, brother, sister. Say, I don't got it. Pray for it. Say, it's just my nature to be timid. Pray for boldness from the Lord, because we have to die.
Amen.
and he must raise. Let's stand together tonight. Thank the Lord. F tonight, Dad. You love him?
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Is that your prayer tonight? Oh, God. That song, To Be Like Him. That's my prayer. You know that chorus? Or if you don't, rather. Song 67. Key F. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. That's my desire.
From earth to glory, I only ask my Lord to be like
with open hearts before Him now. Let's sing with all our soul.
Oh, to be like Jesus.
Snub you. They might, if you're not careful, you'll forget that that's not that man doing that. That's not that woman. That's not that child. That's not that elderly man. That's a devil. And he's snubbing because he don't like you. But if you can look past that, talk to that man, get that soul out of there, you'll find out this world is so hungry for a little love. So hungry just to find, does somebody really care about me? It's a sacrifice. It's a struggle. It'll take overcoming. But it's the only way you're ever going to find if they're really a son of God or not. Thank you, Father. Even brothers and sisters many times will go through things that scar them all up. Begin to draw off to themselves. Don't get upset at them. Love them. It's just a scared sheep. Feels alone. Don't know where to go. Be a sheep that comes and says, no, you're still part of the fold. There's still a home for you. Open that gate and greet them, embrace them. Love them right back to the Lord. With our heads bowed and our hearts also. Simple message. So those that pray, Lord, I want this word spoke tonight. Not just be a good thought. Not just, well, I enjoyed it. I sure appreciate the singing and the people. No, something in my heart. May it come aflame. This will live in me. And I'll drop myself, my timidness, my complex, my fears. Just be a light for you. God bless you, brother, sister. Those are honest hearts. You can't get people to confess that no more. That's why you don't get delivered. But if you confess that, now confess it and believe the Lord. That, Lord, I want great boldness. Not for my glory, but for your glory, Lord. I don't want my fellow brothers and sisters, mankind, to be suffering. And if I can do a little part, Lord, I want to be faithful to that. Hallelujah. If it's just my neighbor, Lord, let me be a light to them. Hallelujah. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Oh, just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, mold it in me. Mold it in me by that heavenly hand. The same hand that changed you from death into life, I believe is still in our lives, molding us and making us. Oh, this wasn't an evangelical teaching tonight, brother, sister. This was for you believers. Because God needs you to be the evangelist on your job, at your homes, in your neighborhoods. That we can be the light that shines in a dark alley, dark time. How many would say, Lord, I've had a fear of being rejected. I've allowed the internet to tell me everybody's out to kill me. And I'm scared to death. But Lord, I'm looking at the Word, where the Word told me to not be afraid to entertain strangers, for many have entertained angels unawares. Oh, God bless you, brother, sister. God bless you. Can't you feel His love here? Can't you tell He ain't scolding us. He's merely training us. He's merely being our Father. And I believe you've done well. I believe your hearts, I can see you want this Word out with all that's in you. But Satan's made this disconnect between that Word at home and the Word you want to give them. But let us open our hearts. Let that gate, let's embrace the Lord so we can feel His love in such a way that we won't be able to keep it in no more. But we'll have to share it with all the world. Hallelujah. Don't worry about across the world. Worry about what's in your world tonight. Even right here, we've been acting in prayer, and I know God's been answering. I want you to think of those as Christians. I believe you're His representative right here tonight. And I want you to think of those that you've thought of even through this service. Those in your life that you know you are a witness to, good or bad, you're a witness to them. And can you lay them up on the altar and say, Lord, call them out. That's all right. Think on them. Say, Lord, this is a good buddy of mine. That's a good friend. That's a student of mine. That's a co-worker. It's my daughter. It's my father. Lord, I lay them before you. Lord, that you might help them. You might open their hearts to the truth. And Lord, I'm here. As Isaiah, Lord, here am I. Send me, Lord. Send me to be a light to a dying world. Jesus said He was the light of the world. Then He turned to His disciples and said, ye are the light of the world. We've had a prophet come. He's opened the seals to us by the Word. He's restored our faith back. Brother, sister, never forget the purpose that was done. That you might be a walking, living testament to this world that Jesus Christ truly is alive. That He died once and that was all. And He rose again and said, I'm alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Oh, if you've been cold-hearted, stiff, oh, don't. The Bible says don't pull away from the Lord. So don't let that stony heart pull you away. Open your heart to Him. Say, Lord, soften me. Because if you can't be softened before the Lord, you can't be softened before man either. God, help us. Help us tonight, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In your own way, Christian friends, I'm going to be gone here. I want you to pray with me for great boldness the same. So pray for you to have great boldness. Take it very serious that I'm a minister. Take it very serious that many times I even have to tell ministers that they're wrong because they won't listen to anyone else. And I trust you as a witness of this resurrection just the same. And when I'm not here, people come and still know that Jesus Christ is alive in this place. That though your natural shepherd might leave, you're still in the fold of the great shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
You act the same way you would if I was here. As Paul said, he prayed, whether in absence or in presence, you act the same. And he commended them for it. Hallelujah. I'm proud of you, brother, sister, and godly salute to you. You understand what I'm saying. Be a light that shines in a dark place. Don't ever compromise this word, no matter where you go, no matter who they are, no matter where they are. Don't you compromise your attitude because some preacher comes around and acts like he can snob the world and still be spiritual. Don't you never make a man your example. There's only one man to make your example, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. The Holy Spirit's just a brooding over us, brother, sister, and I thank Him for it. I thank Him for that hand that just knows how to give us what we need and when and how. How many can say with all your heart that you know the Lord gave you a word tonight? God bless you, brother. Let's worship Him and thank Him for it. Blessed Jesus, thank you, Lord, for speaking for having. Thank you, Lord, for digging into my heart and pulling everything that's not like you out, Lord, that you might be glorified. Lord, I give you this vessel afresh today for service to thy name, knowing that the time is short, Lord. God, may I be bold in your presence. May I be bold with the word that you've given. May I not be ashamed of this glorious message you've given, Lord. For it's the only power left. It's the only love left. Oh, God, may we be that bride that shines in the last days. Final voice to the final age. Grant it, Lord, we pray more than anything. Let us be like you. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's worship Him in His presence now. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let's just worship tonight, brothers and sisters. Let the light from your lighthouse shine on me. Oh, shine. Shine through me today. Oh, shine through me. Lord, shine through me. Let your light from your lighthouse,
yes, Lord,
shine. Shine through me, let the light from your lighthouse shine through.
One more time, without any music tonight. Let your heart know.
Shine through me, Lord, shine through me. Let the light from your lighthouse shine through me. Shine through me, Lord, shine through me. Let your light from your lighthouse shine through me.
Give me a hand clap of praise and worship today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Play it.